Garden plants can be beautiful and delicious. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Today, we consider things like beans and tomato plants as simply food, but they were once shunned as food but loved as decorations. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
Food is beautiful.
Cindy Brown says even food plants in your container garden or outside garden are beautiful. She's a garden and plant expert with the Smithsonian Gardens, and she says some folks don't consider some of the more popular vegetable plants as beautiful, but she does. And in fact, some of those plants started out historically being used just for decoration and beauty.
When the tomatoes were taken over to Europe by the Spanish conquistadors, the plant looked very similar to the nightshade plant that they already had in Europe that countless people got sick from eating from. So they were very careful. They thought the tomato plant was going to poison them. So they grew it just for its beauty. They would have a bowl of tomatoes on the kitchen counter that they would never eat. Beans, the same thing. Beans were taken over as a vine just for its beauty. So edibles are gorgeous.
But if you don't really agree, Cindy says there are plenty of flowers that you can grow that you can also eat.
You can grow daylilies. You can eat the flower. You can stuff it with cheese. You can deep fry it, and squash blossoms are another big hit right now. Pansies are edible. Borage is edible. Senna geranium flowers are edible. There's quite a list out there.
In fact, I didn't realize how many flowers can be eaten in various forms. Chrysanthemums and clover, daisies, even the dreaded dandelion. So indeed, even when you are growing food, they can be beautiful. As Cindy says,
a feast for your stomach as well as a feast for your eyes.
There you go. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
So step out of your comfort zone and try something new, either to eat or enjoy as a new decoration on your table. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.